Chemistry 1 Revision, Part 4, Crude Oil. Crude oil is a mixture of a very large number of compounds. A mixture consists of two or more elements or compounds not chemically combined together. The chemical properties of each substance in the mixture are unchanged. It is possible to separate the substances in a mixture by physical methods, including distillation. Most of the compounds in crude oil consist of molecules made up of hydrogen and carbon atoms only. These are known as hydrocarbons. When asked what a hydrocarbon is, don't forget the word only. Hydrocarbons are molecules that are made up of hydrogen and carbon atoms only. Most of these are saturated hydrocarbons called alkanes, which have the general formula CnH2n+2. Alkanes only have single bonds. Methane is the simplest alkane. It only consists of one carbon atom surrounded by four hydrogen atoms. With two carbons, next comes ethane, and then propane with three carbons surrounded by hydrogens. The many hydrocarbons in crude oil may be separated into fractions, each of which contains molecules with a similar number of carbon atoms. By evaporating the oil and allowing it to condense at a number of different temperatures, this process is known as fractional distillation. Fractional distillation is done as a continuous process in a fractionating column. Some properties of hydrocarbons depend on the size of their molecules. These properties influence how hydrocarbons are used as fuels. Short-chain hydrocarbons have low boiling points, low viscosity, and high flammability, where longer-chain hydrocarbons have higher boiling points, higher viscosity, and lower flammability. Viscosity is how thick a liquid is or how long it takes to pour. Flammability is how easy it is to set light to. Most fuels, including coal, contain carbon and/or hydrogen and may also contain some sulfur. The gases released into the atmosphere when a fuel burns may include carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and oxides of nitrogen. Solid particles, known as particulates, may also be released. When anything burns, it joins with oxygen from the air. When hydrogen burns, it makes H2O, or water vapor. When carbon burns, in plenty of oxygen, it makes carbon dioxide. In restricted oxygen, you get incomplete combustion, which results in carbon monoxide rather than carbon dioxide. In a similar way, when sulfur burns, it makes sulfur dioxide, and at high temperatures, nitrogen combines with oxygen to form numerous oxides of nitrogen. Solid particles may contain soot, that's unburnt carbon, and any unburnt fuels. The combustion of hydrocarbon fuels releases energy, that's why we do it. During combustion, the carbon and hydrogen in the fuel are oxidized, giving the products we've just discussed. Sulfur dioxide and oxides of nitrogen cause acid rain. Carbon dioxide causes global warming through the greenhouse effect, and solid particles, soot and smoke, cause global dimming. Sulfur can be removed from fuels before they are burnt, for example in vehicles that use low sulfur diesel, or sulfur dioxide can be removed from the waste gases after combustion, for example in power stations. Biofuels, including biodiesel and ethanol, are being produced from plant material. There are benefits and drawbacks of this. The main benefit is that this kind of fuel is carbon neutral, in that when you burn the fuel and it releases carbon dioxide, the same amount of carbon dioxide would have been taken from the atmosphere for the plant to grow. The drawbacks are that it's generally more expensive, it takes a large amount of land to grow the crops to get a reasonable amount of energy, and this can limit the amount of space available to grow food. All fuels need to be considered in terms of how renewable they are, the storage and the use of the fuels, and the products of their combustion.